The development of various COVID-19 vaccines at the beginning of 2021 has been accompanied by a mad dash for affordable, safe, and timely access around the world, of which South Africa has not been excluded. The South African government is targeting 67% of the population in its vaccine rollout strategy to establish herd immunity. Deputy Director General of the Department of Health, Dr. Anban Pillay, said phase one of the vaccine rollout, covering frontline health workers, would see recipients vaccinated at the workplace. He assures us that stock will be arriving by the end of the month, allowing for rollout in early February.
The stock will come in January, is our timelines at this stage, and we would start the program in February. If there are any delays from the side of the manufacturer, we will certainly, communicate that. We're hoping that's not going to happen, and we'd be able to still get the stock delivery in January so that we can start the program in February, and it's particularly for our healthcare workers.
We asked Dr. Pillay if the vaccines were safe, given how quickly the drugs were developed.
It's a good question. It takes many years, 12 years, even longer sometimes, to get a vaccine into the market. So the developmental process for a vaccine is usually very long. And this is quite an amazing piece of work from many of these pharmaceutical companies to be able to put out a vaccine in such a short period of time. The clinical trial data and the phase two data seem to suggest that it certainly is safe, and it's being used in populations currently. The Pfizer vaccine is being quite widely used in a number of countries, and the signals that are coming through suggest that what we saw in the trial still holds within the rollout program. So we're fairly confident that the trials are a fair representation of the safety of the vaccine.
Dr. Pillay also explains why it is so important for the population to vaccinate and what you can expect when getting the jab.
Well, if you don't get vaccinated, the first thing is that a vaccine protects you, so you have personal protection. But more importantly, if other people around you are not vaccinated, then they continue to have the same risk as others would have in a community where there is no one that's vaccinated. Because what we're not very clear about at this stage is that if a person is vaccinated, are they able to still transmit the virus to other people? And if that person's not vaccinated, would they then have the adverse effects of it? So you would see that in many vaccine programs that have already started in some countries, they're continuing to emphasize the use of masks, etc. So I think it's important that everybody tries to vaccinate themselves, because you're doing it for yourself, firstly, but you're also doing it to protect your family, because you may then pass on the risks that you have to your family as well. So it's not only about yourself, it's also about your community. Most people would probably have, some pain at the injection site, which lasts a short while, like you do with most injections anyway. And then in addition to that, you may have a headache, which may be last for a day or two. And some people throw a bit of a fever. And that's a good thing, actually, because it shows that your immune system is working. It's recognized this dummy virus as such, which that's what the vaccine is in effect. And it's stimulating the immune system to get ready so that when the actual virus enters your body, it's ready to start fighting that virus. So those have been largely the side effects that people have experienced. The allergic reactions are very rare. They in the same range that you would have an allergy to any other medication that you would normally take. So the risk is in the similar category. Our only advice is that people who are prone to allergies, so they regularly have allergic reactions to a number of agents, may want to discuss with their doctor whether they should be taking the vaccine or not. But everybody else should be fairly comfortable with the vaccine.
The vaccination target of 67% of the population is a high one, and it has seen government undertaking negotiations with several vaccine manufacturers to ensure a consistent supply. However, Some experts believe that the plan sets out unrealistic targets, as the state is hoping to inoculate 2/3 of the population by the end of the year in order to achieve herd immunity. But South Africa is yet to receive any vaccines.
Herd immunity is a particular scientific calculation or assessment, and generally speaking, depending on the R naught that you use for the agent, you would then have to work out what number of the population you need to vaccinate in order to get there. So it's not an aspirational target. It's a target that you should achieve if you want to deal with herd immunity. Otherwise, you're going to always have residual infection spreading around and transmission in the community continuing. Now, about the target being unrealistic, etc. My response to that is simply that, based on the calculations, that's what we should be trying to achieve, and so that's what our target is. Now, I don't understand why people say that this is not a realistic target. It is the target that we have to achieve based on the calculations if you want to achieve herd immunity. So we must try and achieve that target. We can't simply say, well, this is the herd immunity target, but we decided to go below that, because what's the point of trying to immunize everybody else? And then you'll still end up with community transmission, which is a problem. So we must try our level best to get to these targets. But sadly, some countries have decided to buy up the stock and go first. And that obviously is causing tension amongst people in other countries, including our own. Many people asking why we're not getting our vaccines. And the reason is because they had more money, they bought up the vaccines, and other countries are now left having to wait. Yeah.
While South Africa faces its second wave and many companies continue to feel the economic pinch brought on by continued lockdowns, government has also come under fire for its lack of transparency in dealing with the vaccine procurement rollout strategy. The main opposition party, the DA, is threatening to take President Cyril Ramaphosa and his government to court if they fail to provide details of their COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan. The party has said that it's become clear that the country doesn't have a concrete plan to access COVID-19 vaccines, and this spells a looming crisis for the country. DA Shadow Minister for Health, Sifiwe Garube, says that the South African government did not act fast enough and now lacks the resources to do so.
The African government had applied to get to be part of the COVAX process, which that is undergoing, and that will guarantee South Africa about 10% of the required number of vaccines. What the South African government then failed to do was to engage in bilateral engagements with vaccine manufacturers, like other countries were doing. And so then, ultimately, when it became clear that the COVAX facility was not going to deliver the vaccine fast enough for us to be able to start rolling out the vaccine, only then did we start to engage manufacturers. At this point, the rest of the world was already engaged with this process, and we were falling far behind countries who are at the same socioeconomic status as us, or even lower. But more importantly now we are at the point where we are engaging with manufacturers, a process that should have started and began last year already. But now the concern for the Democratic Alliance in particular is the lack of detail, even from when now the President and the Minister have both made two very prominent announcements. The President announced that there would be 20 million doses that are of the vaccine, of a vaccine, which would be rolled out during the course of the year. The Minister of Health last week had announced 1.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which will be rolled out in the next month, by the end of the month. However, we still don't know the details of this. So when is the vaccine expected to arrive? How much did we pay for this vaccine? And what is the exact detailed plan by the department to acquire, to allocate, to distribute, to store, and ensure that the process of the vaccine rollout is, in fact, we restore that dignity of that process? It doesn't help to have vague pronouncements that were made by the president to say 20 million doses will be delivered during the course of the year. When are we expecting that? When are we making the payment? Where is the budget coming from? And what are the timelines? Once we've got those details, we then, as members of parliament, have the duty and the obligation to the people of South Africa to then hold government to those timelines.
Linda Gayle Becker, COO of the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation, tends to agree with the DA.
So I think it's disappointing that this information has been, you know, slow in coming, if at all. And I think it would be helpful to try and dispel some of the controversies and the concerns if government was actually upfront and told us exactly what was going on. I think there is no doubt that every single negotiation needs to be happening. I think things have improved since last weekend. I think we have been hearing more. Hopefully, we will be privy to more information, but I think, you know, that is absolutely required so that we can keep an eye on how far or indeed how close vaccines are, whilst we also clearly need to start detailing how the implementation is going to happen.
But Dr. Pillay disagrees.
I'm not sure why the DA would say that, because we did share with the portfolio committee details of how we're planning to procure the vaccines. I'm sure they would have heard that the president announced 20 million units already signed up. So we're on the road to signing up others as well. And I think over the next few weeks, you'll probably hear us increasing the number of units that we would have, which would cover our vaccination program for this year. So I think it's important to appreciate that our participation in the COVAX facility happened at the time when we were offered to become a member of COVAX, and we signed up to it. We were always intending to be part of the first allocation of COVAX, and we communicated that to COVAX, and COVAX had accepted that as well. When we were asked to make the first payment, we had to first get approval from our treasury. So we did communicate with COVAX that we're not going to be paying on the date that they had planned, but we would make the payment after we get the appropriate approval from Treasury. That did happen, and then we made the payment. So we're very much part of the first group of COVAX, because I do hear rumblings that we missed the payment, and so we're not part of the COVAX allocation, and that is the reason why the vaccine is delayed. COVAX has not distributed vaccine to the first groups of countries that it had planned as yet. It's just waiting for its supplies to come through, and then it will be able to do that.
However, the question of funding now looms large. President Cyril Ramaphosa attempted to allay fears, saying that Treasury would have money to fund the much-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine. He said, "There is no way we can say, when it comes to saving the lives of South Africans, that we don't have the money. The money will be there. It has to be there to save the lives of South Africans. But it remains unclear to us how Treasury plans to fund the procurement process." Treasury has said that it is committed to supporting South Africa's COVID-19 vaccine drive by funding the program, and this could mean an increase in taxes. Sharon Smolder, Project Director of Tax Advocacy at the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, says that it seems unlikely that South Africans will be able to bear the brunt of further tax hikes.
If we look at the different taxes where we are, and I mean just taking the economy as a whole, if we look at corporate income tax, our tax rates are already at one of the highest levels, specifically in Africa. So increasing that, you know, even if they did increase it, you know, many companies are struggling. There's no ways that that would bring in additional revenue. If we look at personal income tax, you know, we've increased that before, increased the brackets by a few percentages. That also didn't bring in the additional revenue. And again, a lot of people have lost their jobs during the COVID lockdown. So that in itself, I think, will also not alleviate the problem and will just put a further burden on those already struggling that have managed to keep their jobs. The other option, of course, is VAT, increasing that by 1%, say, for instance, to 16%. you know, that will bring in about 3 to 4 billion rand, which I don't think will cover. I think the figures thrown about at this stage for the vaccine is 20 billion. Talk about a wealth tax, increasing property taxes. Again, that's also not going to bring in the needed revenue. It's unfortunate, you know, just the economy, the disposable income available at this stage by taxpayers, it's just not what it used to be. I think it will send the wrong message to taxpayers that are really struggling and need assistance. So increasing taxes, you know, we have a contingency reserve. The government has a contingency reserve, which is meant to be used for disasters such as this. But at this stage, it's already been used for the droughts, the fires in the Free State. It's also been used to bail out the SOEs. So that's also not available. Sitting on 5 million, which is nowhere near what we need if we're looking at a cost of about 20 billion.
We asked Dr. Pillay what his major concerns were for the future of South Africa's vaccination drive.
Well, I think there's probably two things. One is that we need to really get a continuous supply of vaccines so that this vaccine program can continue within the plans that we had, so that, you know, by the 12 months we have vaccinated all of the people that we need to. That's my one concern, is the security of supply, as we call it. And the second is the question you raised about the variant, as to whether this variant or future variants, given that this virus mutates on a fairly regular basis, whether future mutants are going to be resistant to the vaccine, which then takes us back to square one, you know, I suppose that's our biggest nightmare.
South Africa now waits with bated breath for the rollout of the first phase of the vaccine program, which is meant to begin in February. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.